Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hayings, Family Life Program Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Do you agree with your spouse about everything? Probably not. Do you have arguments with your partner? Probably so. Do you ever raise your voices or slam doors when disagreeing? Maybe. Have you ever considered the impact on your children? Well, that's the direction I want to go as we talk about the effects of parental conflict on children. Let's start with the understanding that there's a broad range of conflict in relationships and marriages. The level of conflict, the intensity of conflict, the frequency of conflict, these are all key determinants in the effects on children. So does whether or not the conflict is resolved. Add to that communication styles, consider the cultural differences, and, well, you can see this is a complex issue. E. Mark Cummings is a University of Notre Dame professor of psychology whose current research focuses on the influence of marital conflict and family processes on children's adjustment. Dr. Cummings and his researchers from Rochester University and the Catholic University of America identified two conflicts which affect children the most. These are hostility and indifference. Well, put another way, fighting with your spouse or partner has an impact on kids, but so does ignoring your spouse or partner. Previous research from Cummings and P.T. Davies points to interparental conflict as a better predictor of child adjustment problems than divorce or global indices of marital functioning such as satisfaction. So what are some of the effects on children? Research points to long-term adjustment difficulties, which include behavioral, emotional, social, and academic problems. Children from homes where there is a high conflict are vulnerable to externalizing and internalizing their problems. Here are some examples. Externalizing problems means things like verbal and physical aggression, anger, noncompliance, or delinquency. While internalizing problems are things like depression and anxiety, being isolated from friends and social activities, substance abuse, or even physical symptoms like headaches and stomach aches. An additional dimension of conflict is the content of the dispute or argument. If the parents are fighting over something related to the child, then that's an additional impact. According to Gritch and Fincham, the children report having higher levels of shame, self-blame for the conflict, and fear being drawn into the conflict. As parents, we don't intentionally do things to cause our children harm. However, arguing and fighting in front of our children, creating a family life where conflict is the norm, these can unintentionally have a negative impact on our children. So join us this month as we blog about the complex issue of parental conflict and its effect on children. We'll explore ways for parents to reduce arguments with each other. We'll also look at how to resolve arguments in positive ways and use these times to teach children important skills. As always, we look forward to hearing about your family's experiences around this topic. Share with us how you manage conflict with your spouse or partner. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.